where so many migrants have been taken, so many migrants who've been separated from their children. They're demanding to go inside. Police are here, security of the Department of Homeland Security. We'll see what happens.
My name is Julie Madrigal. We're here to request access to the court hearings that are taking place. So that's the main reason we're here. We want to be allowed into the hearings at this moment.
We're about to enter the federal courthouse to see the treatment of the children and the parents. Because Trump has said that the parents can't, they won't be separating the children. But Trump also said that that they shouldn't even have court or lawyers or judges.
On election night 2018, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gave Democracy Now! One of her first interviews as she was elected to Congress.
I do believe that our president has abdicated his responsibility as a leader of all people in the United States. He has very clearly drawn lines into which Americans he champions and which Americans he doesn't. And that is why I feel we have a very important duty to not only fight against the spread of anti-Semitism, racism, xenophobia, but that we need to affirmatively champion the causes of these communities and our neighbors, because this is a very dangerous time in our democracy, and this is a very dangerous administration that we cannot take for granted. And we need to make sure that we are shoring up support of these communities in very tangible ways.
Weeks later, December 2018, Democracy Now! Traveled to Poland for the UN Climate Summit, where I spoke with then 15-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg in her first broadcast interview in the United States.
Because what we do now, future generations can't undo in the future. We are deciding right now how we want our future to look like.
And when did you decide climate change was the issue you wanted to devote your life to?
I have read a lot of about it, and one thing that I found very scary is tipping points. That once we reach tipping points, then there's no going back. Then we start a chain reaction beyond our control, and that is very scary. And so that I thought, instead of worrying about how a future might turn out, you should try to change it while you still can. So that's what I wanted to do.
And we end our 25th anniversary special with the words of Angela Davis, speaking in June 2020, just weeks after Minneapolis police murdered George Floyd, sparking racial justice protests across the country and around the world.
This is an extraordinary moment. I've never experienced anything like the conditions we are currently experiencing. The conjuncture created by the COVID-19 pandemic and the recognition of the systemic racism that has been rendered visible under these conditions because of the disproportionate deaths in Black and Latinx communities. And this is a moment I don't know whether I ever expected to experience.
Those are just some of the highlights from the first 25 years of Democracy Now! We'll be celebrating our 25th anniversary online, hopefully with you, on the evening of December 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern, with a virtual event featuring Angela Davis, Arundhati Roy, Noam Chomsky, Winona LaDuke, plus others, with musical performances by Lila Downs and Tom Morello. Visit democracynow.org for details. We want to thank the thousands of people who've helped us over these 25 years. What an honor it has been to work with all of you, and how many years more we look forward to. With my colleagues Juan Gonzalez and Nermeen Sheikh, we thank you all for being with us for these 25 years. I'm Amy Goodman.
Hi, I'm Melinda Crawford, a Scottish fiddler, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norman, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronaviruses today. But now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in the university's Cajon Center on the Carnegie Mellon campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more info, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news, Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m., right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2146 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM. I am Mando Richard, and I've got a show for you that I know you will enjoy. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family like we always do, land up on the gospel side of the family, like we always do. And in between, who knows what I'll play. You'll hear lots of interesting stuff. Hey, you know what? Let's start off with Becky Buller singing about being the queen of the mountain bootleggers right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
All of Harlan County knew Maggie Bailey's occupation. How she sold and sometimes brewed unlawful libations. East Kentucky poverty along with prohibition, and Sylvia under mouse defeat encouraged her decision. She was the queen of mountain bootleggers. Bless her heart, she's gone, long gone. Lord, we love her still. She was a queen of
was wrapped around a bottle, your arm wrapped around her waist. You were running at full throttle, big smile across your face. You were the life of the party, but it was only didn't have a good time. Well, I bet you don't remember kneeling in that bathroom stall, praying for salvation and cursing alcohol. Then you went right back to drinking like everything was fine. Well, let's be honest with each other, you didn't have a good time. So take a good hard look in the mirror and drink that image down. I'm the truth that you can't run from, I'm the conscience you can't, and the happiness you want so bad, you ain't gonna find until you start believing you didn't have a good time. When you woke up this morning, guess you just assumed that you got something out of the empty bottles in this room. There ain't an angel that can save you when you're listening to the wine, and the demons, they won't tell you you didn't have a good time. So take a good hard look in the mirror and drink that image down. I'm the truth that you can't run from, I'm the conscience you can't drown, and the happiness you want so bad, you ain't gonna find until you start believing you didn't have a good time. Somebody had to tell you you didn't have a good time.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Rollin Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
He's blowing more than a 2.0. He's southbound in the northbound lane, high on whiskey and cocaine. Inside and out of the cones of a live construction zone, running from the ISP, heading straight for you and me. We was paving there on 65, praying just to stay alive. The year had gone from bad to worse, not from our crew killed since the first. Angie was calling on the radio, he's coming fast, boys, so you know he's made it past the milling crew. He's coming fast, straight for you. Chopper was a working man, big old boy with a one-arm tan. He seen them blue lights from the back of his big red diesel Mac. Saw that speeding car careen, so Porkchop took one for the team. He drove straight in the drunkard's path. That had to hurt, you do the math. But everyone's going home tonight. Everyone's going home tonight. TV crews, they came around. Two old pork chops on hometown. They called him the hero of the land. He said, I'm just an old truck driving man. But pork chop, honey, he risked his life, the widowhood of his own wife, to live by the diesel driver's code. One life for 10 out on the road. You may pull a reefer with 18 skids, but think of what old pork chop did. Give him the break, boys, do what's right. Laborers of the 1112 who make their living in a man-made hell. They go to work, they never know if they'll make it home just to build a road. The 120, the 103, the 135 who build the big roads that we drive. Give them the break, boys, do what's right.
In jail for my birthday, no candles or cake. Getting older, not wiser, was my big mistake. I'm here in the drunk tank. If you're looking for me, in jail for my birthday, happy birthday to me. It started out peaceful, three cheers and a shot. Things escalate quickly, more often than not. Friends try to stop me, I'm here to confess how I ended up naked. is anyone's guess. In jail for my birthday, no candles or cake. Getting older, not wiser, was my big mistake. I'm here in the drunk tank. If you're looking for me, in jail for my birthday, happy birthday to me. Somewhere I decided to climb over a fence. They said digging for treasure was my defense. Was I singing that loudly? Too close to the dawn, chased through the sprinklers across somebody's lawn. In jail for my birthday, no candles or cake. Getting older, not wiser, was my big mistake. I'm here in the drunk tank. If you're looking for me, in jail for my birthday, happy birthday to me.
All right. Someone let their dogs out, I ran for the gate. They were barking and growling like it's a week since they ate. I flung myself over, thought I'd made it in time. One jumped and flew past me, one caught up from behind.
In jail for my birthday, no candles or cake. Getting older, not wiser, was my big mistake. I'm here in the drunk tank. If you're looking for me, in jail for my birthday, happy birthday to me. Hail for my birthday, happy birthday to me.
Ready, Filler?
Ready?
Ready.
While you listen to Hank Bradley, Rick Shubb, and I think Doc Watson play Oh, Them Golden Slippers from that new compilation, The Village Out West, The Lost Tapes of Alan Oakes, some recordings he made out in the folk scene in California in the 1960s. Anyway, while you're listening to Oh, Them Golden Slippers, let me tell you about the liquored up set of music. Back at the beginning of the set, Becky Buller gave us Queen of the Mountain Bootleggers from her 2014 record, Between Earth and Sky. Then we went back to 2008 for Randy Travis singing You Didn't Have a Good Time. Ugh, that sounded awful. From his record Around the Bend. Then after the PSA, Long Haul Paul gave us The Ballad of Porkchop Honey. Now, this is a story, a true story apparently, of how a guy sacrificed his great big brand new pickup truck to stop a drunk driver from plowing into a construction crew. And that's from Long Haul Paul's forthcoming record, Corn Belt Cafe. Then Ray Lambiez gave us In Jail for My Birthday. Yeah, he's in the drunk tank on his birthday. That's from Ray's new record, The Road Ahead. This next set's going to go in a totally different direction. It's going to include four ballads. See what you think of the Red Clay Ramblers version of A Golden Vanity, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Ship in South America, it sailed by the name of the Golden Vanity, and for fear that she'd be taken by a Turkish crew, he sank her in the lowland, in the lowland, he sank her in the lowland low. The first to speak was a sassy cabin boy. What would he give me the ship to destroy? I'll give you gold and silver, my daughter so pure and fair, if you'll sink her in the lowland, in the lowland, if you'll sink her in the lowland low. Chest and overboard jumped he. He swam till he came where the Turkish crew did lay. While some were at the cards and some were at the dice, he'd taken an auger and bored her through twice. The water coming in and putting out the lights, for he sank her in the lowland, in the lowland, he sank her in the lowland low. Chest and overboard jumped he. He swam till he came to the Golden Vanity, crying, "Captain, take me out, or surely I will drown, for I sank her in the lowland, in the lowland, I sank her in the lowland low." Out, the cruel captain cried, "I'll shoot you, I'll kill you, I'll send you down the tide, and you cannot have my daughter for your love and pride, for you've sank her in the lowland, in the lowland, you've sank her in the lowland low." In his mate she pulled him out, and on the deck he died. She wrapped him in her hammock, was so long and wide, and she sent his glorious body a floating down the tide, for he sank her in the lowland, in the lowland, he sank her in the lowland low.
Are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the purple heather. Will you go, laddie? To pull wild the mountain thyme all around the blue. by yon cool crystal fountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, laddie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will you go, laddie, go?
Stay tuned for more music on Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
a little ship in South America, key grand, oh, the land that lies so low. There was a little ship in South America, she went by the name of the Golden Willow Tree. We hadn't been a sailing more than 2 weeks or three, crying, oh, the land that lies so low. We hadn't been a sailing more than 2 weeks or three, till we came in sight of the British Rover. She sailed in the lowland, lonesome low. She sailed in the lowland, so low. Up step the captain, says, what are we gonna do? Crying, oh, the lonesome land, so low. Up step the captain, says, what are we gonna do? If we overtake them, they'll cut us in two. They'll sink us in the lowland, lonesome low. They'll sink us in the lowland, so low. Up stepped a little carpenter boy, crying, oh, the lonesome land, so low. Up stepped a little carpenter boy, what will you give me for the ship that I'll destroy? I'll give you gold, or I'll give thee, crying, oh, the lonesome land, so low. I'll give you gold, or I'll give thee, the fairest of my daughters as she sails on the sea. If you'll sink them in the lowland, lonesome, no, you'll sink them in the lowland, so swam he, swam till he came to the British Rover. He had a little instrument fitted for his use. He bore nine bows and he bore them all at once. Well, he turned upon his breast and back swam he, swam till he came to the Golden Willow Tree. Captain, oh captain, come take me on board and do unto me.
Lowland, lonesome low. I'd sink you in the lowland, so
While you listen to Norman Blake play Old Joe's March from his new record Day by Day, let me tell you about those ballads that you just heard. Yes, the set opened and closed with very similar songs. They're two variations on the theme of that old ballad, The Golden Vanity. The first one was the Red Clay Ramblers doing The Golden Vanity from 1975's Stolen Love. And at the end of the set, you heard the McDades doing The Golden Willow Tree, which is a different version of sort of the same ballad. But let me tell you about the other songs, too. Bette Paget gave us Wild Mountain Time from her new record, Turning Over Stones. And then Lo Lilly gave us The House Carpenter from their debut record, just called Lo Lilly, that came out in 2015. And I said the McDades closed down the set from their brand new record, The Empress, with a new treatment of The Golden Vanity called The Golden Willow Tree. I really enjoyed all of those ballads, and I hope you do as well. Next set's going to start off with two covers of songs I think you'll recognize. First, you hear Sloan Wainwright doing Phil Oakes' There But For Fortune right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Nazareth was feeling about half as dead. Just need a place where I can lay my head. Mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned, shook my hand, and no is all he said. Take a look, Uncle Fanny. Take a look, the three. Take a look, Uncle Fanny. And put the load right on me. Put down my bag, went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, said, hey, Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I've got to go, but my friend might stick around. Take a load off Fanny. Take a load. Followed me, caught me in the fog. He said I would fix your rack if you take Jack my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed him when you can? Take a load off the fan. Take a load. Take a load off Fanny. And put the load right on me. You go down, Miss Moses, there ain't nothing you can say. It's a just old Luke. Luke is waiting on the judgment day. I said, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? She said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep my Annalee company? Take a load on Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load on Fanny. And put the load right on. Cannonball, take me on down the line. My bag is sinking low, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know, she's the only one. Lord, Lord, who sent me here with her regards for everyone? Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free.
right on me.
This is Thor, the Metal Avenger. When I'm not on tour destroying stages around the world and partying like the party never ends, I'm enjoying a little whiskey before breakfast with Mando Richard.
Son on the plains of Oregon, he worked the golden fields of wheat with a plow and aching feet. When he said he wanted more, his daddy kicked him out the door. It was 1923. Grandpa was just 15.
So far from here, where I recall the dances and your flowing auburn hair. In your eyes I saw that you were trusting of your heart. So I shall return to Marion. be worthy of the hand of such as you. For hell and I've seen more death than one can stand, and words fall short in every way, just how scared I really am. But you're my Lord, I love the mountains, with love as pure as falling snow. Till that day I'll keep on counting, never more to let you go. Imagining the day we meet and never bid goodbye.
The more I listen to Shane Cook and the Woodchippers record, Be Here for a While, the more I like it. And while I'm talking to you right now, you're going to listen to them perform Close Friends. Now, what did you hear in that last set of music? Back at the beginning of the set, from Sloan Wainwright, a single that came out earlier this year called There But For Fortune. That's right, the Phil Oakes song. Then Eric Lambert gave us The Wait. That's right, the band's big hit. And that's from Eric Lambert's new record, Beating the Odds. Then we had two other new songs that closed down the set. Mary Lou Fulton gave us Hammer and a Gun, from her new record, We'll Tell Stories. And Rick Farris gave us Laurel of the Mountains, from his new record, The Next Mountain. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM. Ella Harp's going to start off the next set. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much for listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
sweet baby, if I'm fine and if I like where I spend my time and if I'm living my life to the fullest. Ask me if I like what I do, only speak one word to truth.